money.
I don't think Seattle wants tax on foreign money. Since July 2016, when Vancouver, BC, started implementing the 15% tax on home buyers who do not have Canadian citizenship and permanent residency, foreign buyers have intensified their attention to the Seattle real estate market. A website called Jawabi.com, a search engine for Chinese buyers to find international property, noted drastic decrease in searches from Vancouver. At the same time, searches for Seattle for the Chinese buyers on the website increased 63% in August of 2016, so a month after this tax went into play, compared to that same month in 2015. Similar inquiries increased 93% in September 2016, 78% in October, and 140% in November. Again, this is the increase that the Seattle market saw on the Chinese website after the foreign tax in Vancouver, BC. Now, how would taxing foreign money affect the Seattle real estate market? That's what the conversation is now, because they're looking at having a conversation around implementing this tax as well here in the Seattle market. Now, council member Lisa Herbold's recent efforts to obtain hard data about the impact on foreign money on the housing market have hit wall after wall. And when she tried to determine if such buyers could be taxed, hot money could be cooled, and she was informed by King County Assessor John Wilson, which actually I just had my family finance and future with him for my clients, and he's represented the taxes here in studio many times. John refused to even work with Herbold on the system to determine how often foreign buyers use straw companies to park cash in Seattle real estate. That means that Wilson has dismissed the necessity of the spectacular's tax without first investigating how much foreign money is entering and inflating the local market. Now, this is exactly what happened in Vancouver until it was too late. The real estate industry did everything it could to blame foreign money. It claimed again and again that the foreign buyers only accounted for 4% of the annual home purchases in the region. It claimed that the problem was purely a matter of consumer demand. Now, the city did nothing for a decade but listen to this one story, and it was only after housing values had totally no relation to local incomes and therefore could not be explained by the story of supply and demand that the government panicked and tried to defuse the political explosion situation with taxes. Now, Vancouver's leading real estate reporter, Carrie Gold, explained during a discussion concerning the Seattle Times article that Vancouver, BC home prices resumed stubborn climb to fresh record. Also in the article, taxes foreign home buyers in Seattle would be illegal, could stroke an anti-Asian prejudice, that the official said. So Vancouver's 15% foreign buyer tax did little. The government is talking about doubling the foreign buyer tax to 30%, but nothing is for sure yet. Now, they're also talking about speculation tax. They're struggling to get control over the situation, but there's too much foreign capital already in the market. Now, what's important to understand is it's not in principle, it's a matter of Chinese capital. It is a matter of the global surplus capital, which over the decades has taken many national forms. A lot of Americans know next to nothing on economic history, and so have no idea the raise of the Wall Street in the recent 1970s, and was not sparked by simple deregulation, but the recycling of surplus capital for oil prices in the country, mostly notable in Saudi Arabia. Now, what the foreign capitalists who hold all of its cash with nothing to do, send it right back to the U.S. where it inflates equity markets or buyers in American debt. Now, because the U.S. debt is valuable, the purchases sustain its chronic current account deficits. In a normal world, a world without repatriating capital, trade imbalances would result in massive and often painful social and economic adjustments. So now there are two reasons to export supplement capital. One, the home market is saturated, not many investment opportunities with high yields. And two, the home market is not considered safe because it is still developing or it's political unstable or uncertain. Now, Germany is a classic example of the former, and this is why it exports in surplus for the countries like Greece. increase. The investment opportunities in poorer countries are much greater than those at home. So China is a classic and current leading example of the latter. But ultimately, the problem is not the nation, but it's the capital and how it's managed and where it goes. So in the case of Seattle, a popular city with growing economic and stable political systems, investors desire nothing more than to flood its commercial apartment and housing markets to the yield-hungry capital. It can do so in so many number of ways, directly with hard cash or indirectly those loans of partnerships. So also, do not think that this money in the persons of or nationalities, think of it as absolute surplus, which in our age consistently suffers from low interest rates. And so it's desperate to enter any stable, safe market, which values are rising above rate of inflation. At percent, its absolute surplus sits values and rises above the rate of inflation. So this is the global situation in Seattle is now a major nod in the global economic history. So it'll be interesting to see what happens with the foreign investment tax and whether they implement here in the Seattle market, if they do, and how that's going to affect our market. But again, we can take a look at what happened in Vancouver and get an idea of what it might do here. So it'll be interesting to see how this plays out. Coming up next on The Money Hour, Legacy Caring and how it supports seniors. Kathy Whitelick, founder of Legacy Caring, right here on 1150 AM KKNW after this short break.